Okay, everybody. Today's daf is daf Chof Hey. We're going to start from the Mishnah, which is about a third down the It says the Mishnah, Nishbach Hadam Al Haritzpa Ba'asofoy is posel. As we've learned from the beginning of our Masechta, when the Shoichet shechts the carbon, at the same time there's a Koyin who's Mekabel the Dam in a Mizrak. After he's Mekabel the Dam, somebody's Moilich the Dam, and then someone else is Zoyrik the Dam on the Mizbech. Now the question is, what happens if, unfortunately, the Mekabel Dam slipped or fell behind, and the Shoichet shechted, and the Dam went straight onto the floor of the Azorah? So instead of going into the Mizrak, it went onto the floor. And then after that, Vasof Ishnel, everybody went and scooped up as much Dam as possible, put into the Mizrak. Boisai, it's already too late, it's possible. Now this case has to be distinguished from a similar but a major different case. And that is Mitzvah. We get to Daf Lamed Beis in exactly a week. The Mishnah over there says that what happens if the blood initially was collected in the Mizrak and then Nishbach Min Akli. For those of you looking at Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, it's the sixth line from the top of the Amud. What happens if, in fact, the Kabbalah Saddam was done perfectly? It all collected together in the Kli, and then it spilled on the Ritzbah. Then it's kosher. Then there's no problem. But if it went directly from the Tzavar HaBehema, directly on the floor, it is possible, no good. How do we know this? What's the basis? Zok the Gemara, Tanur Rabban, we have a Braisa. It says in the pasuk, "Lokach haKoyin haMashiach midam haPar." The Koyin haMashiach. This pasuk Rad is talking about either the case of a par Koyin haMashiach or the par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. It makes no difference. The point is that we're saying that the Koyin haMashiach, in this case, it's the Koyin Godel who is Nimshach b'Shemen haMishcha. But Lokach, he should take midam haPar from the dam of the par. Veidi oisai el oil moed. And he should take it into the oil moed. Now, as the Gemara will point out shortly, normally when you would see the words midam hapar, that suggests you don't have to collect all of the dam hapar. You only have to collect some of the dam hapar. 10%, 50%, 80%, but not the whole thing. But the Gemara is going to tell us shortly that that is an incorrect pshat. And the reason is because when it talks about the shvichas shirayim, the pasuk says that he has to go and take eskol damo yishpoich. That's oiz gimel for those of you that have the Torah or Hasholeim. V'nosan akoyim en adamo karnes mizbachak toiris. And then it continues on. Eskol damo bar yishpoich. All of the dam you pour out is the chasimin that you're supposed to take all of the blood. So what does it mean, therefore, when it says v'lokach akoyim mashiach midam hapar? Sigmar will tell us momentarily it does not mean min hadam, but rather, Zokti Gemara, I'm having two drushes. Midam apar, which is midam ha-nefesh, v'loy midam ha-or, v'loy midam ha-tamtzis. That's drusha number one. Midam apar means take the dam from the essence of the par. What means the essence of the par? When the par was alive, it was alive and kicking, like all animals, like lehavdil, all people. So you have to take dam from the lifeblood of the par, the blood that gives it life. And therefore that's called dam ha-nefesh. V'loimi dam ha-or, as opposed to any blood that is seeping from a cut in the, or in the skin, the hide, and not the dam ha-tamtzis. Dam ha-tamtzis means the residuary blood that is left after the dam ha-nefesh. How do you distinguish between dam ha-nefesh and dam ha-tamtzis? It's very simple. The dam ha-nefesh spurts out like a strong stream, like if you have a good shower, or if you have a good pipe, a good hose, where the water is coming out and it spurts out. That's called the dam ha-nefesh. After that initial spurting, what's left over just kind of drops and drips and drips and drops, and that's called dam ha-tamtzis. By the way, you could have the drops and drips prior to the dam ha-nefesh as well. In other words, as the Shoichet is shechting, that initial blood is just dripping and dropping there from the Mokam Hashchita. The spurting comes from what the Gemara calls later the Veridim. Veridim are those major veins or arteries in the neck of the animal, which are full of blood, and once you sever those, the dam spurts out like a steady, strong stream. So the only blood that you are mekabel for purposes of the zrikas dam is the dam hanefesh, that's the spurting lifeblood, and not the blood from the skin, and not the blood from the residuary blood. That's one drush. But there's another drush. Midam hapar, dam mei hapar yikablenu, that you have to go and collect the blood directly from the par, and not from the floor. Zokimor disoka daitach, if you were going to tell me, midam hapar, kidach siv, midam vafilu, mitzestam, maybe the poshup chat is like we said a moment ago, that midam hapar, from some of the dam hapar. The dam hapar might be altogether 10 gallons, and you only have to collect 5 gallons from it, maybe midam hapar. Says Yimor, but that's incorrect. V'omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, you have to add another 3 words. V'omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, ha-shoichet tzorach she-kabel es-kol domei shel-par. The shoichet doesn't really mean the shoichet, it really means the mekabel. At the time of the shechita, the mekabel hadam has to go and collect together all of the dam of the par. How do I know this? Dam mei hapar yikablenu b'kosaba goyrin u'maisifin v'darshin. So this is an interesting way of darshining psukim. You have it from time to time in the Gemara, that we are goyrin, we lift and remove a letter from one word, and we're moisif it and we add it to another word. Meaning, in our case it says in the pasuk, midam hapar, chazal darshin, we take away the mem from midam, and we add it to the word hapar, so now becomes v'lokach hakoyin ha-mashiach dam mei hapar. Take dam directly from the par. How do you take it directly from the par? By collecting it in the mizrak. However, if it spills on the floor, like the case of our Mishnah, so you're not taking it directly from the par, you're taking it now from the floor. Oh, then it's possible. However, if you first collected it in the mizrak, and you took the dam mei hapar, and then it spilled out, okay, that's no problem, because at least the initial Kabbalah, the V'loka HaKoyin was Mi Dam HaPar, or Dam Mei HaPar, you took it directly from the par. So that's the halach of the Mishnah, and now we continue on Gufa. We just quoted Omer Avinu Marav, HaShoichet Soin Shekabel Es Kol Dam Mishul Par, you have to collect together all of the Dam. So, in other words, all of the Dam HaNefesh, if there's 20 gallons of Dam HaNefesh, make sure you collect all the 20 gallons. Don't leave anything behind. Shenema, it says in the pasuk.
I thought we went away from that when we said we changed it to the dam mei hapar.
That's exactly right. We might have thought mi dam hapar. You only have to take some of the par. That's normally how you would translate it. Mi dam, from the dam of the par. Said Rav Yehuda Rav, no. You have to mekabel kol adam.
Okay.
No problem. That's Shoichet Tzur Shekabas Kol Dam Mishul Par. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, Veis Kol Dam Apar Yishpoich. Veis Kol Dam Apar Yishpoich. You take all of the blood and you pour it out. Now, note that pouring out the blood is the very, very final stage dealing with the Dam. The first stage, of course, is the Kabbalah Sadam that you accepted and collected from the Shechita. Then you go and Moilech the Dam. And then your Zoyrikis Adam, but after the Zoyrikis Adam, you still have Dam left in the Mizrak, particularly if you're talking about a Korban Chatas, which is what we're talking about over here, because in Pasuk Gimel, it talks about Venosan Akoyimin Adam Al Kanis Mizbach Toydis Asam Lefnei Hashem Asher Bo'il Moyed. This is talking about either the Parhelm of Shotzibur or the Parakoyin of Mashiach, where what you do is you take the blood and first you do Hazo'is in front of the Parayches, and then you go and do Hazois and Asinas Dam on the Mizbach HaKtoiris. Mizbach HaKtoiris means the Mizbeach HaPnim, the one that's inside the Ulam and the Heichal. And then it says in the Pasuk, it's called Dam HaPor Yishpach, whatever's left, take it out, El Yisoyin Mizbach HaOyla, Shepesach Oil Moed, whatever's left over. There's a lot of blood left over in that case, because we're not talking about a Zerika Saddam, we're talking about Hazor Saddam. Hazor Saddam, you take the etzpa and you go and sprinkle it against the Peroiches, and then you go and you dab the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then you take the rest of the blood. Rest of the blood is the huge, huge amount, like 95% of the blood is still in the container. And what does the Pasuk tell you? Pour it out on the Yesod HaMizbeach in the Azara, on the Mizbeach HaChitzoy. So now, Zokti Gemara, you're trying to bring a raya that you mekabel kol damai by the fact that it says v'yes kol dam apar yishpach for b'shirayim ksiv. That's talking about the shirayim at the very end of the process. Rabbi Yehuda Marav is saying that at the time of the shechita be mekabel kol damai. Why? Because the pasuk says at the time of shvicha shirayim you pour out kol damai. How do you learn one from the other? That's talking about shirayim, and we're talking about the initial stage of Kabbalah. Says Yimar, many English shirayim d'hol lesser lekulei dam. The posik v'es kol dam apor yishpoich, says the Gemara, is somewhat inappropriate. Why is it inappropriate? Because at the time of the shirayim, you don't have kol hadam. By definition, you've already used up 1%, 2%, 5% of the dam for the hazois hadam. In case of these chatois hapnimiois. And the same thing applies if you're talking about a regular carbon outside the nenar chatois hapnimiois, a regular carbon inside the azara, where even after the zrikas adam, you don't have kol dam apar, you have a much smaller percentage. So what's this lashon v'es kol dam apar? So tomorrow, ain inyan l'shirayim, do less of the kulei dam, you certainly don't have all the dam left. You've used up a lot of the dam for the hazois or for the zrikois. Then you inyan likabala, not bikabala, likabala. That it, this is like Chazal say very often. Ain inyan, I don't need the pasuk to go and tell you X. So use the pasuk for Y, and the Y over here is legabi the din of the kabbalah. So dam has got to be as kol dam apar for the kabbalah. Okay. Next gemara. Omivina mishmur. The shoychet, after he finishes shechting, he should quickly withdraw the sakin, the chalif, from the makom hashchita and put it high in the air. We say high in the air doesn't mean that you have to hold it like you're holding a flag when you're doing hakofis. The kids pick up the flags on Simchas Torah. What mean is, make sure that any blood that gets on the sakin does not also spill or drip into the mizrak. Because if you're going to leave the sakin around and not quickly pick it up post-shchita, there's going to be dam on the sakin, and that dam is going to drop and drip into the mizrak below. So the question is, so what's the problem with that? You're only supposed to take dam from the par, and not dam from any other source. Even though the blood on the knife, of course, originally came from this par, because he just shechted it. Makes no difference. It has to be directly from the par, and not from any other source, so therefore not from the sakin. As soon as you finish with the shechita, pick up the sakin, my friend, so that if there's any blood, it will not spill into the mizrak. Pray Timura, bedam sakin b'may mekaneach, right? So now that I have some residuary blood on the sakin, how do I go and clean it? And the Mefarshim explain that normally you would say, go and take a rag and clean it. But it's a pastach nisht, because we're talking about a sakin, which is a klei shoris, which is kodesh. To go and take a rag, which is a shmata, which is out of chol, that would be kind of unbefitting the kedusha of the sakin, to go and clean it with just a simple rag. So what should you do? Amr Abaye b'svas mizrak, ki dachsiv ki poirei zohav. What you do is you take the sakin and you rub it against the edge of the mizrak at the top. However, explains Rashi, make sure you wipe it on the outside of the mizrak, not in the inside of the mizrak. Because if you're going to go and rub or wipe this sakin against the inside of the lip at the top of the mizrak, guess what's going to happen? Blood from the sakin is going to fall into the mizrak. We just said a moment ago, it has to be midam hapar, v'loi midam hapar, v'dover acher. So therefore, scrape it or rub it against the outside of the mizrak from the outside, and whatever small drops of blood will drip outside the mizrak and not into the mizrak. Kidachsiv, like I said in the pasuk, kipoyri zohav. The word kipoyri explains Rashi. The word lechaper means to cleanse. So therefore, these Mizrakei Zav are sometimes called Kibayri Zav because they cleanse the knife by going and wiping the knife against the edge of the Mizrak. So to more right. Omer of Chizda, Omer of Yemri Bar Abba. Hashoich etzorach shiyitein veriden letoich hakli. Veriden are the very thick veins or thick arteries in the neck of the animal. And from there, that's where the dam and nefesh spurts out. And you have to put those letoich hakli. Rashi said, we don't mean it literally, because after all, you're not shechting the animal into the kli. We just mean that the kli should be facing parallel to mokum hashchita. So as soon as the blood spurts out, it goes into the ear space of the kli, and then ultimately it lands in the kli. You look at the top Rashi, v'rid netoich kli, t'nehevi kabbalah mehapar shapet, that it should be a good kabbalah. It shouldn't go on the floor. It should go into the nizrak. V'hai toich lav dafka, we say the v'rid inside the kli. Come, we don't really mean that, or le'efsha, that's impossible. El alavira shel toich kli, what Minta says is, go and set up the mokum hashchita and the mokum of the kli in such a way that as soon as the dam starts streaming, spurting out from the mokum hashchita, it goes into the ear space, right over the kli, and then lands in the kli. Et manami, omrav asi, omrav yoichanan, v'riden, tzorach sheyiru, avir kli. The v'riden should see. See means that they should appear, that they should be parallel to one another, so that when you look at the v'riden, they are directly opposite the kli, so that when you shecht, the spurting will go directly in the kli. Okay, from here, from Boimine, for the next 15 lines or so, the Gemara is going to deal with, it appears to be somewhat esoteric type of topics. It's not difficult to understand, although the halacha may be difficult to comprehend. What do you mean? Easy to understand, but you can't comprehend? You'll see what I mean as we go through the Gemara. Boimine, Reb Asi, Merab Yoichanan. Hoyim Kabel, the Nifchasu Shule Mizrak, actually, giadamli avir mahu. Okay. By definition, for there to be a good Kabbalah Saddam, the Mizrak has to have a floor, right? It has to have a bottom to it, like every kli has to have a bottom. Initially, when the Koyin took the Mizrak in hand, it had a bottom. By the time the blood spurted out through the ear space above the kli, and then in the ear space of the kli, by the time the blood was about to hit the floor of the Mizrak, boom, the bottom of the Mizrak saw what was going on, and as Barry is fond to say, the Shule HaMizrak, the bottom, made a plata. It ran away. And since it ran away, now this Mizrak has no bottom to it, and of course the blood is going to fall on the floor. So the question is, do you consider the spurting of the blood initially into the ear space above the kli, and then in the ear space of the kli, is that considered to be an acceptable Kabbalas Hadam, as if the Shulayim were there all along, even though ultimately they fell? But since initially they were there, if you can go and say, Avish ein soifei lenuach kemunach tami, so then you could deem it as if the blood was already accepted. So to make this a little bit clearer, Rashi explains, if and when you shechted the animal, and now the blood spurts, it goes through the ear space over the kli, and then it goes into the kli itself. And at that moment when it went into the kli, the shulaim was still intact. Rashi says that there's no question at that point. Barry, thank you for joining us. We're on Chof Hei Amid Beis. We're in the middle of the Boi Minei Reb Asim Reb Yoichanan, which is the third line from the top. So if the blood of the behema, of the carbon, would be in the within the ear space of the kli itself, even though subsequently the shulayim fell through, that would clearly be, says Rashi, that there was a proper Kabbalas Hadam. And therefore, even though all the dam now spills on the floor, you can collect it and take it for the ultimate zrika. However, here we're talking about a situation, says Rashi, that the blood never even reached the defanois hakli yet. The blood was still spurting from the veridin, and they're still in mid-air before they got into the airspace of the kli itself. The question is, since at that moment there was still a bottom to the kli, do I say that avir she'ein soif alenuach, this avir, this airspace, where the blood is not ultimately going to settle on the shulayim, because ultimately the shulayim are going to fall away, would I merge the airspace above the kli with the kli itself, or with the airspace in the kli, as if the blood has already reached within the defanois ha-kli? And if that's the case, okay, I had a proper kabbalah sada. Or do I say no, that since this is avish ein soif lenuach, unfortunately, the blood is never going to land on the shulayim, on the bottom of the mizrak, because that's what happened ultimately. The shulayim fell through, and the blood fell on the floor, and I don't look upon this blood in the ear space as if it was already accepted in the kli. Nu, oy bazoy, so it went directly from the par to the floor, and the blood is no good. So, nochem, boy miner b'asim mirim yoichanan, hoye makabel, he was the Kohen HaMakabel, who was doing a great job. He had the mizrak in his hand. The blood is coming, spurting towards his direction. And as it spurts towards his direction, it's still in mid-air. And the Kohen looks into the mizrak, and guess what? Holy cow! Nifchesu shuli ha-mizrak! The floor of the mizrak has fallen through. Actually, gia dam li-avir. The dam hasn't even reached into the avir ha-kli. It's still in the avir above the kli. Mal. Do I say Avishain Soifa Lanuach Kimunach Dami? Do I say, since at the moment of the initial Kabbalah Sadam, meaning at the time of the initial spurting, the Shulayim was there, so it was a good Mizrak, even though ultimately the Mizrak, the Shulayim fell through, but nevertheless, once it's already in the Avir on top of the Mizrak, it's as if it's in the Mizrak, and you have in, for instance, if you remember, in Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Erevin, we spoke about something known as kluta kamisha hunchadamya, right? If somebody threw a ball from a rishus haram and threw a rishus yachid into the next rishus haram, so you say it's as if it landed on the floor of the rishus yachid because it went through that airspace. Here too, do you say it's as if it landed in the mizrak, even though ultimately there were no shulayim at the end? Or love kimunachdam? Would you say no? You know, that's, you're deeming it, you're considering it as if it was munach. But no, it's not munach. Bottom line is it never landed in the mizrak, it landed on the floor, and therefore the dam is possible, and the korban is possible, and you have to bring a brand new korban. So those the shayla. Is Omalais, he told him, I can be poishet the shayla of the Kabbalah Saddam from left field. What's left field? From a case of the Kiddush Hamayim for Mechatos. What does it mean, Kiddush Hamayim Mechatos? In beginning of Parshas Chukas, we learned that if a person, Chas V'Sholem, became a Tmei Mes, because Nebuch, somebody passed away, the only way that you can go and purify him is you do Hazua Shlishu Shvi, which means you have to take a Parah Aduma, you have to go and burn it, take the ash, and mix it with Mayim Chayim, and the Pasuk says, V'nosu an Olav Mayim Chayim El Keli. So you have to designate a Kli, and in the kli, you're going to have now a collection of mayim chayim water. Mayim chayim means that it comes from a natural spring. And you add to that the ash, mix it together, and then you can go and start sprinkling it on individuals to make them, or on kelim, to make them tohar again. Okay, now it has to be, as the Gemara is going to tell us, that final waters from the mayim chayim has to go directly into the kli, which you designated for the mechatas, for this mixture. If, however, if there was an intervening kli before the ultimate kli, then you're in tzaris, because it's got to be mayim chayim el keli. It's coming natural spring waters into the kli, as opposed to the mayim chayim going into another kli, which you did not intend for mechatas, and then you pour it from there into the ultimate kli, no good, because it's not mayim chayim el keli. So what happened over here? We had a situation, Zokta Yimara, Chovyes Shemunachas, you had a barrel, and Rashi points out clearly that this barrel was not intended for the mechatos. What was this barrel? Why is a barrel that you're going to use for wine, a barrel that you're going to use for whatever, it doesn't make a difference. And it was standing there, tachas a zinuk. Zinuk means the stream of water that is emanating from a mayim chayim. And Rashi says, for instance, you're talking about, you might have a cliff. Rashi says it's tzinur hamekaleach mayim mehar zokuf. Har zokuf means you have a cliff, and water is coming down, like a waterfall, like you have in Niagara Falls, right? Or in the Tzofa in Eretz Yisrael, you also have where all the kids go now during Chol HaMoed time. They have the waterfalls coming down over there. What is it called, Shlomo? From the Banyas, good. Shkoyach.
And
Engedi, fine. So you have the waters coming down, Engedi, Banyas, and they're coming down from the top of a cliff, and they land into a chavis. Now, if the waters actually go and land in the chavis, and you want to take those chavis waters and pour them over into the designated kli for mechatas, water is possible, because that chavis causes the mayim chayim now to become mayim she'uvim. They're no longer fresh waters rushing and streaming from the cliff and from this waterfall. These are now waters collected in a kli. Now, if you wanted to use that chavis and you designated lechatchila for the mechatas, that would be fine. But he did not designate for that for the mechatos. So he wants to transfer it from the chavis into the ultimate designated kli for the mechatos. And here we're talking about that the water did not reach the chavis yet. Rather, the water was above the chavis in the airspace above the chavis. Just like we were talking about the dam of the Veridim not reaching yet into the Mizrach. They were just in the airspace above the Mizrach. Here too, back to the Loshon HaGemara, Tinisua we learned, Chavish Munachas, there was a Chavish which is just standing there on the side of this cliff, Tachas HaZinuk, where the Zinuk is referring to the stream of water coming down the side of the cliff, meaning like a waterfall, Mayim Shebetoicha V'Shebechutzla, the water that actually reaches into the barrel, even before it reaches the bottom of the barrel, just betoicha, within the four walls of the barrel, or shebechutzla, or it's still above in the airspace above the barrel. It didn't even hit the barrel yet. Those waters are psulim, no good, because we deem those waters as if the airspace above the barrel and the airspace of the barrel itself have merged together. It's kemunach dami. It's as if those waters fell already into the barrel. What's the nafkimina? Says Rashi. What happens if I, seeing what's going on, I quickly take my designated kli and I try to scoop that water out from mid-air before it falls into the chavis? It's too late. It's deemed to have been in the chavis already, even though it never got into the airspace. It's just above it. But nevertheless, it's deemed to be in the kli itself. Oh, so this is similar to the case that we're talking about, that the avir, kimunach dami, even though it's just in the avir, it's as if it's in the kli, the waters are possible. Then the braisa continues on. We don't really need this for our gemara, but we're finishing off the braisa. Tzireth pia lezinuk. What happens if, instead of having airspace above the kli, above the chavis, what did you do? You took the chavis and you attached it to the zinik, to that stream. In other words, somebody picked it up so that there wouldn't be horizontal water coming out of the stream in the airspace above the chavis to fall down ultimately in the chavis, but rather you picked up the chavis or you pulled down the stream so that one is next to each other. Tziraf pia lezinoik, the mind shebetoyich absun, the mind that's inside it is possible because that's already inside the airspace, even before it lands on the floor, but it's already in the kli. Shebechutzla, however, any water that is above the kli, Rashi points out there is no air above the kli. You just said now that you attached the pia lezinik. So says Rashi, al korchach, we're talking about water that's already, not already, it's in the pipeline, the pipe The zinnik over here is not just the water, for the water went into a pipe, and the pipe now is above the kli. So the water inside that pipe is in the ear space above the kli. That water does not, or that ear space within the, which really there is no ear space, but the water which is now above the kli, I do not deem it to be in the kli, because there's no ear space to merge with the aver down below of the kli itself, because it's in the pipe, or the pipeline, as opposed to being in the outside atmosphere. So then it would be kshedim. Anyway, what do we want to prove from this brisa? That just like over here we're saying that the water above the airspace of the chavias is deemed to have already landed in the chavias, and therefore the water is going to be possible, because this is not the ultimate kli that you designated for purpose of the mechatos. So the same thing is when the blood is above the mizrak, even though it hasn't reached into the mizrak yet, it's as if it's kemunach dami inside the mizrak. Freiti mara, hai mai. I don't understand the comparison.
Is it good asik?
Nothing to do with good asik.
Okay.
Freiti mara, hai mai. Boi minei, avish ein soifel enuach. The kaposhet le avish es soifel enuach. Says Yimara, you're talking apples and oranges. Why is apples and oranges? Because the case that we asked about is talking about the teshulayim of the mizrak fell away. So it's aver she'ein soif lenuach, the blood that's still in midair, that eventually is going to go into the doifanos hakli, and ultimately is going to want to hit the bottom of the kli. It's never going to hit the bottom of the kli, because nifchesu, the bottom fell through. So it's going to fall on the floor. I might say about that, aver she'ein soif lenuach, lav kemunach dami. After all, it's not going to reside in this kli. Masha enkein, when you talk about the water over the chavius, if you let that water, that stream of water inside the pipe, fall into the chavius, it's going to land on the floor of the chavius. So even prior to landing inside the chavius, when it's still in the ear space, I could go and say that the aver shesofo lenuach kemunach dami. So we're comparing. We're trying to be poishit our shaila about blood that will never be munach from the case of the blood, of the water in the chavias prior to entering into the ear space of the chavias, but that eventually when it gets into the ear space, it will land on the floor of the chavias. So that's avisha soifai lanuach, not avisha ain't soif lanuach. So for Eiti Yimara, kaboy minei, he asked him, the kash haimai, the Kaposhalain is answering him, Avish is Seifel Enoach. And Vret de Gemara, Tartika Boimine. The original Shaila was a two-ply or two-stage Shaila. We start off with, Imtim Saloime Avish Ein Seifel Enoach. Lav Kimunach Dami. If you're going to be poishit our original Shaila, with the Shulei HaMizrak, that's the floor, is going to fall through. And therefore this Aver, and the blood will never be munach if you're going to go and be poishit. Well, since it's not seif lenuach, it's lav kumunach dami, avish is seif lenuach mai. What happens if the aver is one where either the blood in the case of our mizrak, or the water in the case of the mechatas, there it will reach the bottom of the kli? Ah, do you say that when the blood from the Shchita is still in mid-air before it hit the bottom of the kli, do you go and say, or even before it entered into the kli, when it will enter Miyat Hashem another 3 seconds later, and 2 seconds after that, it's going to hit the bottom of the Mizrak, so it's Soif Olenuach. Do I say that the blood which is now spurting over the Mizrak, before it hits the Mizrak, do I say that that's Soif Olenuach? And therefore, it's already as if it's niskabel, and the carbon is kusha. So you're saying to yourself, what difference does it make? So wait 3 more seconds. It's going to go into the mizrak, and it's going to fall on the floor of the mizrak, and that's great. So why do you care that 3 seconds before that it was in the ear space? You're safe for the nuach, not safe for the nuach. So zung the mafarshim, very simple. You have a wonderful kohen that's holding the mizrak, and the blood is starting to spurt out. And everybody who's standing around says, I know what's going to happen. It's now over the airspace of the Mizrak. In 3 seconds, it's going to fall into the Mizrak, and 2 seconds later, it's going to hit the floor of the Mizrak, and everything is going to be great. What happens if the Kohen who's being Mekabel and holding the Mizrak all of a sudden had an emergency, and he ran for the hills with the Mizrak, and instead of the blood falling into the Mizrak, it fell onto the floor of the Azara? Well, in our Mishnah, it said that if it goes from the Tzavar Behema onto the floor, it's possible. Says Yimar, however, if I hold that the Aver, Shesoifo Lenuach, it would have, could have, should have come to the bottom of the Mizrak. Why didn't it? For some reason, the Mizrak was removed at the last moment, but had it not been removed, Avad, it would have gone into the Mizrak. If you say it's Kimunach Dami, it's already Niskabel, so it was already Niskabel in the Mizrak, at least we deem it as if it was Niskabel. So even though it fell to the floor, you can go and collect the blood, put it back in the Mizrak, and use it for Zrika Sadam. Says Rav Yimura, I had 2 shailas on the Avish Ein Sofer Nuach. I was not able to be poishit, but I was able to be poishit from the case of the Chavius, that just like over there I say, it's as if the waters are already in that Chavius, and therefore the waters are possible. I'm going to say the same thing over here, that if in fact the Shulayim of the Mizrak stayed intact, when the blood is already over the kli before entering into the kli, it's already as if it's already niskabel kimunach dami, and now it's a kosher cart. So I've been poishit at least the second half of the avish hasoif lenuach. Zokti marom avish hasoif lenuach mai. Okay, period. So that's the end of the story. So that's the tartik aboymine. Imdin tulim avshin seif lenuach lafchim unach dami avshin seif lenuach mai, and we were poishit the shayla from the chavis. So now the Gemara tells us that what we just said. Now there were 3 versions of the back and forth. What were the 3 versions? Rav Yosef masni hachi. Rav Yosef learned just like we learned, meaning that the shayla was about dam of a kabbalas adam of a carbon, and we were poishit from the chavis of mechatos. Rav Kahana masni chavis boimene upashit lechavis. Rav Kahana had a different version, nothing to do with our mesechta. This shaila should appear in mesechtas para, because mesechtas para is only mishnayis. But you know what I mean. This is a shaila involving mechatas para duma water. The shaila was the water over the chavis. Do you say that that already became posel even before it entered into the chavis, or not? And then Uposhet Lay, and he brought this brisa that we just finished to Nisua Chavish Menachas Tachas Azinik to go and say, yes, the waters are possible because it's as if the waters went into the Chavis. So the Shaila was a Chavis Shaila, and he answered the Chavis Shaila. Rabba Masi Chavis Boimene Uposhet Lay Mizrak. Rabba asked the Shaila, the Gabi, the Chavis, do I say that the water over the Chavis, it's as if it fell into the Chavis and it's possible? That was his Shaila. Partially Mizrak, and he was poishiv in the case of Mizrak. How is he poishiv in the case of Mizrak? Because iatemoidim in Mizrak shei efshaloi b'loi zinik. It's any time that you're going to go and shecht. By definition, the dam is going to spurt out in the ear space over the Mizrak, and nevertheless, we're going to say that that dam is kosher. There was a proper kabbalas adam. How could it be a proper kabbalas adam? Didn't I say that the dam has to come dam mehapar, not dam from the avir? The answer is because the avir and the mizrak merge one into the other, so it's as if the dam went directly into the mizrak, because avir shesayf lenuach kimunach dami. Oh, so I'm poishit the shayla legabi chavis from our hilchois mizrak. So those are the 3 versions of the give and take. Rav Yosef had, like our girsa, the shayla was by a mizrak, and we were poishit from chavis. Rav Kahana learned that the shayla was by chavis, and we were poishit from chavis. And Rabbi said the shayla was by chavis, and we were poishit from our case of mizrak. Okay, Tanan Husam. This is a slightly different shayla, as you'll see, but it's related to what we were just discussing. Tanan Husam. Nosen yodei oy ragloi oy ali yirokas kidei shiabru mayim lechavis. Psulim, ali konim v'ali egoizim kisheira zeaklal tober makabel tuma psulim tivshen makabel tuma kisheirim. What is this all about? Rashi explains, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, we're either talking about the mechatos, as we were talking about until now, water that you're collecting for purposes of spritzing on people who are tameim, or we're talking about a simple mikveh, and we're trying to fill the mikveh with mayim chayim water. So it shouldn't be mayim she'uvim, it should be kosher water. So what did you do? You have water that is coming down a cliff, and you want to divert those waters from the, when we say cliff is usually, it's totally vertical. Rashi says over here, Lav Dafka here could be a slanty mountain where waters are just coming down. You know, could be that the snows up above are melting, or could just be that there was a heavy rainfall, and now there's rain coming down the side of a hill, side of a mountain. And now he wants to divert that into this chavius, and the purpose of putting into the chavius is either for to use for mechatis the chavius itself, or when he uses the term chavius, he really means into a mikveh. So what did he do? To divert those waters, he didn't have with him a pipe, so he took his hand or his foot, and he put it where the stream of water is coming down the mountain, and he's allowing now those waters to get into his hand, into the palm of his hand, or into onto his regel, and to divert it towards that chavis. Or he put it over Ali Yerokais. Ali Yerokais, explains Rashi, Alim are leaves of those types of vegetables which are edible leaves. Kideshi Yavru Hamayim Lechavis, so that the water would divert itself instead of going just straight down the mountain, it would go into this chavis, either for mechatos or for mikveh purposes. Those waters are now psulim. Because they went over the Yad or the Regel or the Yerokais, Ali Yerokais, they're posel. However, if they went, if you diverted the waters by putting underneath the water Ali Kanim v'Ali Egoizim, Alim, leaves of Kanim of reeds, or leaves of Egoizim of nuts, which Rashi says are inedible, what's the din then? It's Ksheira. What's the difference? Zehakal. Dabah makabal tuma psulim. Dabshein makabal tuma ksheirim. At that final moment of having the water enter into the kli, take note, if they are being transferred through a medium, which is makabel tumah, a person is makabel tumah, his yad v'regula makabel tumah, and the al yirokah, since they are edible, they all oichlin a makabel tumah, so then the water is traveling on something which is makabel tumah, it's possible. However, if it's going on the al yikonim and al yigoyzim, which are not edible, so they're not makabel tumah, and then the water is kshedim. Menu animili, how do I know this? Dim rabbiyoch, mishim rabbiyoch, sibar abba, omakrat, says in the pasik, ach mayin uvar, mikve mayim, yeh tohar. The pasik uses the term yihiyah, hav yosin al yidei tahara tehe, which means that the final waters that are coming in to the mikveh, for instance, those have to be al yidei tahara. If those waters were diverted from the mountaintop using your hand, your leg, or those edible foods, edible leaves, they went over Dvorim HaMekablim Tuma, and so therefore the creation of this mikveh was not Al Yidei Tahara, but rather Al Yidei Adover HaMekabel Tuma. Omer B'chia Omer B'yoichon Zoy Samaris. From this we see that Aver Kli, Ke Kli Domi, that the Aver over the Kli is like the Kli itself. What does the Gemara mean to say? Because when the waters were being diverted on that person's arm, on his hand, they didn't go from the hand directly into the chavias. It was there was still a kiluach, there was still a stream after it went on his hand that now went horizontally and then eventually fell and curved down below into the chavias. So that was the avir. So why don't you go and say that now that this should all be kusha v'yusha? Why? Because it didn't come from a dove of makabel tumah. It came from the avir. Avir is not makabel tumah. So therefore, we're not talking about an Aver of a Kli Cheres. We're talking about the Aver HaOilam is not Dover Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, why don't you say that the waters are kosher? And the answer is because once it gets into the Aver Kli above the Kli, it's as if it came into the Kli itself. So it's as if it came from the Tumah Dika hand, not that the hand is Tumah, but it's the Dover HaMekabel Tumah. So it comes from the Dover HaMekabel Tumah hand or leg or Ali Rokos directly into the Kli. Therefore, it's considered to be in the Kli itself, even though it's not directly in the Kli, it's only in the Aver Kli. But it's deemed to be as if it's in the Aver Kli, it's even in the Kli. So therefore, Havyosai has to be Ayidei Tahara and not Ayidei Tumah. Who says Vidum Vishoy says? Maybe it's not talking about that the hand had a stream of water going over it, and now that stream is now mid-air above the chavius, and then ultimately it falls into the chavius or into the mikvah. Maybe it's talking about that it dropped and dripped from the hand, and therefore it's not because avre kli kekli dami, it's because it dripped directly from the hand into the kli. And therefore you have no raya about the avre kli above the kli. Amalei, so he told him, tarda. Rashi says, tarda means you shoita, you fool. Look at the lashon of the brisa that we just learned. What did it say in the brisa? Nosin yodei ragli al al kedei sheyavro mayim lechavius. Yavro means to divert and to carry the waters over from the original waterfalls coming down the side of the mountain, side of the hill, and you're diverting them into the kli. So by definition, when you use that term havara, Rashi says havara bikiluach mashma. That means, why was he diverting it? Because there's a stream of water, but he wanted that stream, instead of going just down the mountain, it should go into that mikvah, into that chavius. Oh, so it's not just shoyseis, it's dripping and dropping. We're talking about that he's using his hand as a medium of havara. By definition, therefore, there is a kiluach, there's a stream. If there's a stream that's going above the kli into the avir, so why don't we say that since the water is now coming from the avir into the kli, that the water is kusha v'tuar for a mikvah. The reason is because the avir hakli lamala is kikli dami. And the Gemara tells us as a footnote that this halacha shtams comes all the way from Reb Tzadik. How did they know this Mishnah in Masechtes Parah? They learned it from Reb Tzadik. Anytime you have zoichlin, zoichlin means you have a stream. Shekilchan, that was spurting and that was streaming. On top of Ali Egoizim. Ali Egoizim, we said before, are inedible. Since they're inedible, they're not mekabel toma. So water is flowing over those shenkshayrin. And in fact, this is a story that took place in a town called Hayaliyah. Uba Maisel Techachamim, Belishka Sagaz, Vechshin, they say, Ya, Kusha Vyusha, no problem, because it went over a dover, She'enoi, Mekabel Tuma.
Okay. They're not edible.
They are not edible. Since they're not edible, they are Kshayr, because they're not Mekabel Tuma. We think of everything in the world being Mekabel Tuma, and the answer is no. Only people and Kalim, or ochlin, which are ro'i la'achila. That's the definition of ochlin. But something which is not, if let's say just have stones or just pieces of wood lying around or inedible whatevers, even though a sharet touches it and a veilet touches it, it's not mekabel tumah because it's not odom v'kelim or ochlin. Okay, we are now concluded that fascinating topic of the avr kli. Above the kli, inside the kli, soif lenoach, lav soif lenoach, and now we go back to Hilchois Kabbalah Sadam. And the Gemara is going to tell you something that if we were on the Madrega, we would jump out of our seats because it's so difficult to accept or comprehend. Omer Ibzeira Omer Rabbi, or on the side I think it says Omer Biyochanan, if I'm not mistaken. Aleph Omer Biyochanan, yeah. Ha tzoyrim oizanapa, viachkach kibul domo is possible. We all know that a korban has to be a tam. It cannot be a balmum. If it's a balmum, it's disqualified for a korban. What happens if before the shechita we had 1,000 experts that inspected the animal and concluded that this animal is as tam as it could be? No blemishes, no mumen, nothing. And the shoychit shechted it. And now the blood is about to spurt out into the kli mizrak, into the kli kibbul. And guess what happens? In between the Shechita and the Kabbalas Hadam, we normally think of those as being mostly simultaneous, but it's not totally simultaneous. It's got to be at least a second or two or three between the incision, between the cutting, and now the blood spurting out from the Veridim. During that interim, either the Shoichit or somebody else made a cut into the Oizin of the animal. Oizin means the ear of the animal. And he made such a cut which would make it a balmum. So we said, well, what difference does it make? We shachted it already. Says Imar, no. Even though it was already geshachten, it has to remain a tam until at least after the Kabbalas Hadam. Wow, I never knew that. Yes, Hatzoyim Oizen Apar. Hatzoyim Oizen Apar means there was an incision, a cut in the Oizen Apar that caused this par now to become a Balmum. Post Shchita. V'yachar Kibul Dami, and after that the Dam went into the Mizrak. Pasul. Why? Shenemar V'lokach Midam HaPar. Par Sho Yikvar. It has to be the original par, not a deficient par that has now become a blemished par. It has to be the original par, even though the par is already dead. And Svara would tell you, logic would tell you, Ein lecha bal mum gedoy lemizu, that the animal was geshacht and then it's dead. Makes no difference, Rabbi Isai. Until the Kabbalah Saddam, the par has to be otherwise, totally without any blemish, without any mom. The pasuk that you're quoting, Lochem Midam Apar, is talking about a chatas, which is Kachi Kudishim. Kachim Kal Minol, and how I know the same halacha applies. Make sure that the animal doesn't get a mum post Shechita pre Kabbalah. Amarova Tanya Babraisa. Now we're talking about the Karban Pesach. Seh Tomim Zohar Ben Shana. You have all of these requirements. It's got to be a Seh. Tomim, it's got to be without blemish. Zohar and Ben Shana within its first year. Sheh Tomim Ben Shana Bishas Shechita. Shas Shechita, now put a semicolon. At the time of Shechita, you got to take it and make sure it's a Tomim, no blemish, and a Ben Shana. Until a year old, not older than a year. And says Imar beKabbalah by Locha beZerika Minayin. How do I know that it has to still be a Tamim Ben Shana throughout, not only during the Kabbalah, but even at the time of the Zerika? Tamaloymer Yihyeh. That's the pasuk. Seh Tamim Zocher Ben Shana Yihyeh. Yihyeh comes to tell you Kol Aviyosis Lo Yiyu El Tamim Ben Shana. All four of the avoiders. So previously, the halacha of Reb Zeiram Reb Yochanan was between Shechita and Kabbalah. Now we're saying, no, until the Zerika, it's got to be a Tam uben Shana. Freit Yimara, Eis V'Yabaya. That doesn't sound right. We learned in the Braisa, Reb Yishua Omer. Kol Hazvachis Shebatoyri Sheishtayim Hen Ksayis Basar, Ksayis Cholav, Ksayis Chelev, Zoyrik Es Hadam. What happens if, at the time of the Zerika Saddam, most of the animal is not around? Why is it not around? Rashi says it became posel b'yoytzei, it became tamei, or it just got lost. I don't know where the rest of this animal. They brought 100 animals at that time, maybe 1,000, maybe 10,000, and the rest of the animal of this particular carbon that I want to use the dam now for Zerika Saddam, I cannot identify the rest of the animal, except for Ikzayis Bas, Ikzayis Chedev, which means 99% of this animal is no longer either kosher or existent, because I can't find it, it got lost, Yoytzei, Pasul Betumah, whatever it is. As long as you have one Kezayis left, you can be Zoyer Kezadam. Gentlemen, if you only have one Kezayis left, that means that this animal has already been cut into pieces. How can you cut the animal to pieces? Ein lechem mum bal mum gedoy lemizu. It's no longer one complete animal. Now the animal is in 1,000 pieces, 50 pieces, whatever. So how do you say that it is kosher as long as you have one kezayis? Every mar teguma abenchana. That price that we said before, yiyah, that from shchita through zrika, it's got to be yiyah. That is referring only to the benchana case, not to the tam case. It only has to be tam from shchita to Kabbalah. But after Kabbalah, makes no difference how many mumim are caused to the animal. That's no problem. So what did we say? No, that the other three, the same thing has to be yiyah. It's only the ben shana. It's got to be ben shana. What does that mean? It's got to be ben shana. Explains Zimar. Umiyika midi de bishas shchita ben shana bishas haylochu zrika ben shtayim. Are you telling me that until the time of the shchita, as well as the Kabbalah Saddam, it was a ben shana? Ben shana means that it was within its first year of creation, of existence. And now by the time of the Zerika, you're telling me now it has graduated and it's already celebrated its first birthday at the time of the Zerika. And therefore you're telling me, no, no, that's no good. It's got to remain a Ben Shana until the Zerika Saddam. Is that what you're telling me? Amar Rav, yes. Zoyis Emeris Shois Poislois Bekodshim. that hours can passel by kachim. Now, what do you mean hours passel by kachim? So Rashi explains very beautifully. If you take a look at the Rashi, look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom of the Yamid, four lines, in the middle of the line. Middle of the line, says Rashi. Shem noilid ben nissen, you have a se, or an aiz, which are kosher for Karban Pesach. You know when they were born? They were born Mazel Tov B'Yudalad Nisan, meaning Erev Pesach. U'B'Teshoyz, and it was born at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody remembers, it was very memorable, 3 o'clock, Erev Pesach, this new Se or Eiz was born. And now, B'Shach L'Shan Abba, you saved it till the next year, L'Yudalad B'Nisan B'Teshoyz, and you shechted it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's fine. It was still within the first year. Maybe not 3 o'clock, 2:59. So we're still within the first year. Also, make sure you do the Zrikas Adam immediately, right on the spot, before you go beyond 3 o'clock. Guess what happens? You waited, you dilly-dallied, and you only went and you did the Zrikas Adam at 4 o'clock. Also, Lizrikdom Basiris, Shkvar Ovra Shinosai. This is a Peladiki Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. The animal is already dead because the carbon was already geshocht in 3 o'clock, but it still ages over the next hour, and therefore it's got to be benshon at the time. How does something that's dead, you celebrate the birthday post-mortem? It's very difficult to understand. So when I was learning with my son, Rabbi Yosef, last night, he said that when they learned this Gemara in Brisk, they said it must be talking about an animal that was mifar cheses. Mifar cheses means that even though you shechted it, it was a perfect shechita, the animal is still jerking around, and it jerked for, theoretically, up to an hour. That's, of course, highly unlikely. It took a full hour of jerking, but 5 minutes or whatever it was. So during that period of time, it was technically still chai, still alive. Make sure, therefore, that during that period of time, go schnell, do the Zrika Saddam. Because if you're going to wait the Zrika Saddam for another 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, boom, the animal has now aged. It's no longer a ben shana, now it's a ben shtayim, and it's going to be pasul. So the din of mum, you have to worry about until after the Kabbalah Sadam. But the problem, the ben shana, that it still remains in its first year, you have to remain through the Zerika Sadam. And with this we conclude. Any questions, Rabbi Sai?
I'm just going back to the Varinan, that they have to be, put that into the kli, so to speak.
Right.
Isn't there an issue with... And we had it earlier. The shechita, you can't pull out the verida.
For sure not.
We had.
So, what
so
mean,
how do you get that?
The shoichet shechts. These are the special veins. There's a fancy term for it, for neck veins or neck arteries.
Jugular or whatever.
Yeah, jugular vein, something like that. And those you have to go and shochtim, and anybody that has ever been involved in Shechita knows where these bloods are going to spurt out, in which direction. So in the direction where he expects the spurting of the blood, that's where he has to put the Mizrik, so that the blood goes directly into the Mizrik and doesn't fall on the floor. So just keep, you know, the Kohen and the Shoichet have to coordinate their activities so that as he's Shechting, the spurting goes into the Kli as opposed to on the Ritzma. Okay?
Okay, Shkoah.